The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It is keys to success. This knowledge does hold.
The wealth doesn't stay with people always. Beauty doesn't stay with people always. But deen is there always.
Nasab bhi dekhna hai. Husn o jamal bhi dekhna hai.
Priority jo hai na wo deendari ko dein.
Aur aap bologe Islam mein bahut gunjaish hai. Islam mein bahut gunjaish hai. But Islam mein bhi hayai ki koi gunjaish nahi hai.
The husband should be the protector of the wife and the wife should be the protector of the husband. The husband should be the beautification of the wife and the wife should be the beautification of the husband. The husband should cover the faults of the wife and the wife should cover the faults of the husband.
Ek diwar hai mard aur auraton ke darmiyan Islam mein khadi ki hai. Humne wo diwar gira di. Ek boundary hai, ek line draw hai mard aur auraton ke darmiyan. Humne wo line khatam kar di aur sabko makhloot kar diya. Ye usi ki tabahi hai aur usko kya kaha jayega?
Islam has put a wall between man and woman. We have destroyed that wall and there's a clear distinction and clear line between man and woman. We have destroyed that line and we mix them. The end result is destruction and nothing else.
Agar mard aur aurat mein, miyan biwi mein, husband aur wife mein koi problem aa jaye, ghar ke badon ko chahiye apna kirdaar ada kare, दोनों में मोहब्बत प्यार इत्तेफाक पैदा करवाएं और तलाक की नौबत ना आने दें.
इफ देयर आर प्रॉब्लम्स बिटवीन हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ, एल्डर्स इन द फैमिली शुड प्ले देयर रोल एंड मोटिवेट देम टू रिकंसाइल सो इट डज नॉट रीच टू द लेवल ऑफ डिवोर्स.
अब खुदा ना खास्ता, खुदा ना खास्ता, खुदा ना खास्ता नौबत तलाक की आई जाए, अब क्या करना चाहिए? इसके लिए दारुल इफ्ता अहले सुन्नत का बाकायदा एक पेपर है, उस पर अमल करना चाहिए. मैं चाहता हूं कि वो पेपर आपको बयान कर दिया जाए.
Important Madani pearls about divorcing. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, amongst halal acts, the most disliked act in the court of Allah azza wa jal is divorce. To divorce one's wife without a valid shar'i reason is seriously disliked in Islam, is impermissible and a sin. In addition, it causes much social harm. Therefore, one should avoid divorcing as long as possible. If there is discord between husband and wife, attempts should be made to resolve it and to make them get reconciled with each other in accordance with the teachings of Quran described in verse 33 and 34 of Surah An-Nisa, part 5. An example of a method of reconciliation described in Quran is as follows. If the wife has treated her husband unfairly, he should advise her wisely and nicely. If the issue is still not resolved, he should give up sharing a bed with her for a few days whilst keeping her in his home. Not sharing a bed is aimed at making both of them realize the troubles of lonely life in case of divorce. There is a strong likelihood that both of them will learn a lesson from loneliness and resolve their differences. If this does not work, then the husband can use stricter means of reprimand, remaining within the bounds of Sharia. Another effective way for achieving reconciliation is that both sides select wise and perspective individuals to mediate between them. If these individuals play their part wisely and enthusiastically with good intentions, Allah Azza wa Jal will create harmony between husband and wife. To bring the discord to an abrupt end by simply divorcing the wife on the spot is not a solution to the problem. This will lead to nothing but regret and remorse. However, if the relationship has broken down to such an extent that the husband and wife can no longer fulfill the shar'i rights of each other, and there is no other option but divorce, then the husband should divorce his wife in accordance with Sharia. The Shari'i method is as follows. During those days of the purity of his wife in which the husband has not copulated with her, he should pronounce or write only one raj'i, reversible divorce in these words, "I have divorced you." He should then leave her till the iddat is complete. Upon the completion of iddat, the woman will be free from nikah. Remember, only one raj'i divorce causes separation between husband and wife on the completion of iddat. The common misconception that they are not divorced unless three divorces are pronounced or written is absolutely wrong. If the husband intends to divorce his wife, whether orally or in writing or through an affidavit, he should use the option of only one divorce. No matter how hard the affidavit preparing person or the lawyer presses the husband to write three divorces, stating that pronouncing or writing three divorces is the same as or better than one divorce, the husband should never trust them and force them into writing only one divorce. One raj'i divorce is particularly recommended because pronouncing or writing three divorces simultaneously is a sin and contrary to Sharia. Furthermore, it also puts an end to the grace to restore the marriage. If divorce is only pronounced or written once, then there remains the option to restore marriage without nikah during the period of iddat and with nikah after the period of iddat. Even though the option to restore marriage remains open if two raj'i divorces are pronounced or written, it is a sin to pronounce or write two raj'i divorces simultaneously. Unaware of Islamic teachings and Shari'i rulings, most people these days pronounce or write three divorces simultaneously in anger and emotion on insignificant matters. When they come to their senses, they feel extreme remorse and regret. Remnants about their past life grieve over the darkening future of their children, and sometimes, tricked by shaitan, look for different pretexts to live together again. Remember, pronouncing or writing three divorces simultaneously is a sin, but three divorces will take place whether pronounced all at once or on different occasions, and whether with one word or with three. If, therefore, divorce is inevitable with no possibility of reconciliation, then it should be pronounced in accordance with the Shari'i method already described above and is being separately described again below for an easy understanding. The most desirable way of pronouncing divorce is as follows. During those days of the purity of his wife, in which the husband has not copulated with her, he should say the following words to her once only: "I have divorced you." He should then leave her and stay completely away from her until the completion of iddat. The woman will be free from nikah on the completion of iddat. The benefit of this method is that if the husband and wife desire to reconcile during the period of iddat, they can restore their marriage without nikah. If iddat has passed, then they can restore their marriage with nikah but without halala. For a solution to any divorce related issues, please contact Darul Ifta rather than attempt to resolve it with your own guesses. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. Madani request: divorce is usually pronounced in anger. Learn to control your anger by studying the booklet Cure for Anger, published by Maktabatul Madina.
Dearest viewers of Madani channel, in order to make the relationship healthy and loveful between husband and wife, it is important that we should watch some Madani Pulse from a silsila which was done on Madani channel Islam or Shadi, Islam and marriage. Let's see few Madani calls of that beautiful silsila.
Baz okat is tarah ke kalimat ya jumle keh diye jaate hain jo waqai dil mein bada gehra zakhm kar dete hain. To wo ek cheez hoti hai jo insaan ke waqai bas mein nahi hoti, dar guzar bhi kar chuka hota hai, wo dili toba maaf bhi kar chuka hota hai, lekin baat دل سے نکالنا شاید اس کے بس میں نہیں ہوتا. ایسے ہوتے ہیں تو بعض اوقات شوہر جو ہے نا یہ ایسے گھٹیا اور انتہائی جیسے کہ وہ غیر اخلاقی جملے بک دیتا ہے کہ اس کے دل سے وہ باتیں جاتی ہی نہیں ہیں. یعنی یوں سمجھے بعض اوقات شوہر نظروں سے گر جاتا ہے بیوی کے, ایسی گھٹیا بات کرتا ہے. اور بعض اوقات بیوی ایسی گھٹیا بات کر دیتی کہ وہ اس کی نظروں سے جیسے گر سی جاتی ہے. تو یار یہ بہت احتیاط کرنی پڑ, زبان سے بڑی بربادیاں ہوتی ہیں. تو بعض اوقات نیچر میں ہوتا ہے کہ بعضوں کا غصہ تھوڑا دیر سے جاتا ہے, موڈ بحال ہوتے ہوتے ہوتا ہے, پھر دیکھیں نا یار اگر واقعی اگر شوہر نے زیادتی کی ہے تو اب یہ صرف اسی کا انتظار نہ کرے کہ یہ زخم بھرتے بھرتے بھرے گا, کوئی دو چند دوائیں ووائیں خود بھی کرے, خوش کرنے کی کوشش کرے, راضی کرنے کی کوشش بھی تو کرے نا, جو بھی جائز طریقہ ہو اللہ کی رضا کو سامنے رکھے اور جائز طریقے سے کوئی اس کو خوش کرنے کا اگر انتظام کر سکتا ہے تو وہ بھی کرے. کہ یار دونوں کا ایک دوسرے سے واسطہ پڑتا ہے, درگزر کرنا چاہیے. اگر اس طرح بیوی بچوں کی امی اپنا منہ چڑھا کر رکھے گی, اپنے غصے کو قائم رکھے گی نا, تو پھر اس کا اپنا بھی ضبط اور صبر کا پیمانہ لبریز ہو سکتا ہے. کیونکہ اب اس کو گھر میں دل ہی نہیں لگے گا, وہ بار بار آئے گا دیکھے گا کہ یار اس کا مطلب کہ تربوز کی طرح وہی بھلا ہوا ہے. تو اب یہ درست نہیں ہے, اس سے آپ اپنا گھر تباہ کرو گے. آپ یہ نہ سوچو کہ یہ اور مزید نرم ہوگا, بہت مزید جھکے گا. اگر عورت کے نیچر میں مرد کو جھکانا ہے تو یہ عورت ہی اچھی نہیں ہے, یہ حاکم ہے. اس کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے بڑا کیا ہے تو اس کو بڑا رہنا ہی چاہیے. اب بڑے سے غلطی ہو جاتی ہے تو جب بڑے سے غلطی ہو نا تو چھوٹوں کو چاہیے کہ بڑوں سے درگزر کریں اور ان کی غلطیوں کو مطلب کہ صرف نظر کریں. اور اگر اس طرح یہ منہ چڑھا کر رکھیں گی نا تو پھر وہ اس کا بھی ذہن بن جائے گا ابھی چھوڑو. تو یہ یاد رکھیے کہ اللہ نہ کرے گا اسے چھوڑ دیا. میری اپنی اسلامی بہنوں کو میں سمجھا رہا ہوں, جو میرے گھر پر بیٹھی میری اسلامی بہنیں, میں ان کو سمجھا رہا ہوں کہ اگر چھوڑ دیا تو پھر پہلے تو میرا منہ لے کر سال بھر تک بیٹھی رہنا, تو ایسا نہ کرے, وہ دوسرا گھر بسا لے گا. پھر کیا کرو گے آپ, بولو گے میں دوسرا گھر بسا لوں گا, بچے کہاں جائیں گے, ایسا نہیں کرے. تو دونوں سے جب بھی غلطی ہو تو دونوں ایک دوسرے سے معافی مانگے, وہ اچھی طریقے سے معافی مانگے اور فوراً درگزر کریں. اس کی بڑی فضیلت ہے کہ جس کو غصہ دیر سے آتا ہے اور جلدی چلا جاتا ہے, اور اس کی مذمت ہے شریعت میں کہ جس کو غصہ جلدی آتا ہے اور دیر سے جاتا ہے. تو ایسا نہ کریں, گھر ٹوٹنے سے بچائیے. یہ گھر ٹوٹتا ہے نا خاندان کے خاندان اجڑ جاتے ہیں. اچھی اچھی نیتوں کے ساتھ اگر بیوی کو پیاس لگی ہے, آج تک یہ آپ کو 12 گلاس پلا چکی ہے, اگر آپ اٹھا کر ایک گلاس اس کو پلا دو گے اچھی نیتوں کے ساتھ, انشاءاللہ قطرے قطرے پر نہیں کیا ملیں گے, اس کا دل الگ خوش ہوگا, اس کی دل جو ہی الگ ہوگی, اولاد کی تربیت بھی تو اس میں ہو رہی ہے.
مفتی صاحب, I have a question.
جی,
earlier Nigran Shura said if there is a problem raised at home you should control. We all are human being. Tell us how we should control. Some moments we are out of control also.
Sir, bhai,
aapke ghar ka matter koi bahar wala control karega?
Who is going to control?
Aapko hi control karna hai. Acha, isme acha, is control karne mein jo main kirdaar hai na wo mard ka hai. Wo mard isliye nahi ki danda leke khada ho jayega. Ar rijal wa qawwamun ala nisa.
So some people might think kabamun the more powerful one.
Wo usko itna hi polite rehna hai, itna hi tolerant lena hai aur itna hi usko bardasht, mard ko zyada bardasht chahiye, kyunki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne aurat ke bare mein farma diya ki ye tedi pasli hai, to isko seedhi karne baithoge to toot jayegi aur iska tootna talaq hai. To aapko uske رانگ ایٹیٹیوڈ کے ساتھ کمپرومائز کرنا ہے اور اس کے ساتھ نبھانا ہے. اچھا پھر اس کو ایجوکیٹ کرنا ہے. مرد جو افسر ہے, آپ احیاء العلوم کی جو دوسری جلد ہے اس میں سارا ڈیٹیل موجود ہے. مرد چونکہ افسر ہے, مرد چونکہ ناظم ہے, اس کو عورت کو ایجوکیٹ کرنا ہے, اس کی عبادت کے معاملے میں, اس کی بہت ساری چیزوں کے معاملے, اس کو تعلیم و تعلم, یہ ذمہ داری مرد کی ہے کہ عورت کو سکھائے, اس کی تربیت کرے, اس کی اسلامی تربیت کرے. یہ نہیں کہ تمہیں تمہارے ماں باپ نے کیا سکھایا ہے. یہ مرد پھر فائنلی کیا کمپلین کرتا ہے کہ تم کو تمہارے ماں باپ نے کیا سکھایا. ایک تو تم سے باز آ جائے, آپ سے بات کرے, تمیز سے بات کرے. وہ عورت شی نیڈ رسپیکٹ. اگر آپ اس کو رسپیکٹ دیں گے وہ آپ کی اور رسپیکٹ کرے گی. اگر یہ ایکسپلینیشن جیسی چیز ہے تو کر دیں.
Yes, it is very important that men should talk to their wives with respect and with polite and respectful words. She is your wife and she deserves that kind of recognition and respect. And in return she would respect you and she would obey you and she would appreciate you as being her husband, as being her man in her life. So it is very important, it begins from here, the respect. You must not use words that are insulting or belittling or degrading her status or make her feel that she is, you know, a secondary citizen or she has a secondary position as human being. She's a partner. She is like a, you know, like there are two wheels in the motorbike and she's one wheel and you are one wheel.
And driver is?
Husband.
And he's a wheel and a driver.
نہیں, ایک بات کر, چلانا بھی اسی کو ہے نا.
He's the one should be in control. He's the back wheel, Mufti Sahab. The one that causes it to move.
He plays two roles. One is that he is the wheel. And the other role is that he is the driver of that motorbike.
اگر ڈسبیلنس پیچھے کا پیسنجر ڈسبیلنس کرتا بھی ہے تو ہینڈل اسی نے سنبھالنا ہے.
The same as a plane. You got a pilot and a co-pilot. The pilot controls and the co-pilot is his deputy. If both want to fly, the plane will crash.
ایک عورت نے کھانا بنایا. جب شوہر نے کھانا کھایا تو اس میں نمک زیادہ تھا, اس کو غصہ آیا.
Yes, there were husband and wife and the wife prepared food and she put extra salt in the food and husband got angry.
اب وہ غصہ نکالنا چاہتا تھا کہ اس کو خیال آیا کہ میں بھی تو غلطیاں کرتا ہوں.
He wanted to express his anger and then he realized, I also make mistakes.
میں اس کی گرفت کروں گا, اللہ نے میری گرفت فرما لی تو.
If I capture her for her wrongdoings or for her mistakes, then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala captures me for my mistakes, what will happen?
اس سے نظر انداز کر دیا.
So he overlooked that.
انتقال کے بعد اس کو خواب میں دیکھے کسی نے پوچھا تیرے ساتھ کیا معاملہ ہوا.
After his death, someone saw him in the dream and asked him, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you?
مجھے کہا گیا کہ تم نے اپنی بیوی کی خطائیں معاف کی, ہم نے تیری خطا معاف کر دی.
He said, I was told that you have overlooked the mistakes of your wife. We have overlooked your mistakes.
تو درگزر سے گھر چلے گا.
So you will make your house successful and run your house properly by forgiving.
Haji Sahab, like we discussed the other day also, that a husband has rights and a wife has rights. And you often get the wife wanting the husband to fulfill her rights and the husband wanting the wife to fulfill his rights. But they forget that the responsibility of fulfilling the other's rights is on their shoulders. The husband has the responsibility to fulfill the wife's rights and the wife has the responsibility to fulfill the husband's rights. But you know, whenever the arguments come up and you're reconciling marriages and things like that, But you know, you should be doing this and you should be doing that, and he's supposed to do this and she's supposed to do that. But nobody looks at themselves.
You say that nobody looks at them, at themselves. So when you ask them, are you fulfilling the right?
Yeah.
They say, yes, I'm fulfilling every right.
Yeah.
It's just that the other one doesn't fulfill the right.
Yeah. So why the complaints are coming?
Both have same complaint.
Yeah. They both have the same complaint.
He's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
So we should check if we're fulfilling.
And absolutely,
on their own, people won't do that because they feel we angels and we do the perfect things.
Yeah. And Mufisab, the thing is that, you know, you're accountable for your own actions. And, you know, if we just, you know, it boils down again to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we can instill that in our lives, then we will fulfill everybody else's rights, whether our rights are being fulfilled or not. And, you know, the example that Nigrani Shura gave about, you know, the excess salt in the food. It's an example for everyone to learn from. Because, you know, that person introspected and said, you know, I am full of fault. How can I point out the fault of the other person? And if all of us could just, you know, utilize that example, whether in our marriages or other relationships as well, that I got so much of fault within myself, and I will be accountable for my actions. Why? Who gives me the right to go and point out everybody else's faults? And what happens is that when you start, you know, trying to pick out the fault of somebody else, then, you know, things that we discussed yesterday, tajassus, you know, will start. Then you'll start, you know, nitpicking, you know, and you'll start looking for more faults. And you'll, you know, you'll want to now expose, because now, you know, she's got, you know, 5 arguments against me, so I need to have 10 arguments against her. So then the nitpicking starts, and then the backbiting starts, and then it just goes from bad to worse. But if at the beginning, you know, you sit back, analyze the situation and say, you know, I am more at fault than anyone else, and I need to first rectify myself before trying to rectify the other. And you'll find that, you know, there's a thing in psychology, it's called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is that when somebody treats you badly, your reaction should be one that makes the other person introspect.
اتفعوا باللتي هي احسن اور سننے والے برائی کو بھلائی سے ٹال.
Oh, listener, retaliate with goodness when an evil is done to you.
And result is کہ جب بھی کہ تجھ میں اور اس میں دشمنی تھی ایسے ہو جائے گا جیسے گہرا دوست.
So there was enmity between him and you, and this will turn into strong friendship.
Subhanallah. And that is, you know, cognitive dissonance is a psychological term. But alhamdulillah,
they have taken from Quran.
From Quran Pak. You know what I mean?
And put their label.
If somebody treats you badly, your reaction should be one that makes the person introspect. For example, I've been treated badly, and I must react towards you for you to think that, you know, am I that person? You know, am I so bad that I actually reacted that way to this person?
اتفعوا باللتی ہی احسن. اس کے مناظر سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کی سیرت پاک سے لے کر صحابہ کرام اور صحابہ کرام کی سیرت پاک سے لے کر آج تک اولیاء کرام کی زندگی میں ہم نے یہ چیزیں دیکھی ہیں. اور اگر آپ گھر چلانا چاہتے ہیں, if you want to run your house with happiness, آپ کو یہ ادا اختیار کرنی پڑے گی, شوہر کو بھی اور بیوی کو بھی. یعنی دشمنی کو محبت میں بدلنے کا نسخہ یہ. کیا کہیں گے مفتی صاحب اس کو؟
This is the recipe of changing enmity into love and friendship.
اچھا, اب قرآن پاک میں یہ بتایا کہ یہ جو ہے نا, اتفعوا باللتی ہی احسن, یہ نعمت ہے. یہ جو خصوصیت ہے یہ کس کو ملتی ہے؟ اس کا بیان ہے قرآن پاک میں. امام صاحب اللہ فرماتا ہے, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, اور یہ دولت نہیں ملتی مگر صابروں کو. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ, اور اسے نہیں پاتا مگر بڑے نصیب والا.
So this is actually a ni'mat of Allah that, you know, no one gets this ni'mat except the patient ones.
We're patient, yes.
And no one gets this ni'mat except the one who is a lucky, who's a lucky person.
شخص اپنی بچوں کی امی وائف کی شکایت کرنے ایک بزرگ کے پاس گیا.
A person went to a pious person to complain about his wife.
جب وہ دروازے تک پہنچا تو سنا کہ اندر سے عورت کی آواز آ رہی ہے اور وہ عورت بزرگ کے ساتھ بدتمیزی کر رہی ہے.
When he reached to the house of that pious person, he heard
وہ عورت کی آواز آ رہی ہے اور عورت کی آواز سے اس کو لگا کہ حضرت خود ہی اس میں مبتلا ہے, میں کیا شکایت کروں.
He reached the house and he heard the voice of a woman scolding, and he felt that Hazrat is victim of the same
problem.
Situation, same problem, so there's no need to go and tell him about my problem.
Hazrat ko pata chala ki falan shakhs aaya tha, to Hazrat ne usse mulaqat ki.
When this pious man came to know that so and so came, so Hazrat went and met this person.
Usse kaha, Huzur, main aaya to tha magar jo problem main lekar aaya tha wo problem same aapke saath tha, to main kya shikayat karta.
He said, Hazrat, I came to discuss something, but I realized that you are also suffering with the same problem, so I decided not to discuss with you.
Hazrat ne farmaya ke maine apne liye kuch zehen banaya, tum bana loge to tumhe bhi sabr aa jayega.
Hazrat said that I have made my mind for something, and if you also make your mind in the same way, you will have patience.
Iski wajah se, yani main zauja ki wajah se main gunah se bachta hu.
Says because of my wife I'm saved from sinning.
Ye mere piche mere bachchon ka khayal rakhti hai.
She looks after my children when I'm not around.
میرے کھانے پکانے دھونے کرنے کپڑے دھونے کا انتظام کرتی ہے.
She looks after my food, preparation of my clothes, washing, etc.
میرے پیچھے اپنی عزت کی حفاظت کرتی ہے.
She looks after her chastity when I'm not around.
اگر میں اس کی کچھ سن لیتا ہوں تو کیا رہ جائے.
So if I hear some hard words from her, so what's the big deal?
Formula.
But sometimes mind blasts.
Ajay sir, you see, you know, it's that.
Sometime mein rahega, Mansoor bhai. Come this time. Close sometime. No,
come into full time.
Ajay sir, you see, you know, it's that typical story of, you know, you can feed a person with your hand. Even for 40 years, you can feed them with your hand. You know, but the one day you take the plate of food and throw it on their faces, they'll forget the 40 years of feeding with their hands and they'll remember that one day.
Mera apna, it's my opinion. اور یہ میں تمام جو وائف اینڈ ہسبینڈس ہیں میں ان سے ریکویسٹ کرتا ہوں کہ بعض اوقات ایسی سچویشن کریٹ ہو جاتی ہے کہ اب شور کہتے ہیں میں اب اس کے ساتھ نہیں رہ سکتا یار. اتنی باتیں کھلتی ہیں اور ایک دوسرے سے کہنا سننا ہو جاتا ہے. کیا کہیں گے موتی صاحب؟
سم ٹائمز دے ایکسپوز ایچ ادر سو مچ اینڈ دے فائٹنگ اینڈ دے ریچ اے کنکلوژن that now all that what has happened, there is no way that we can live together. Man says, no, I can't live with her. Or she says, no, I can't live with him anymore. See what kind of things he has done. He has exposed me, disrespected me, humiliated me.
But I will explain to you. You are not friends. You are not a business partner. You are not a friend. You are not a friend. You are not a friend. When you will sit again, آپ دیکھ لینا within a few days آپ سب بھول جاؤ گے. یہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی کرم نوازی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ایسا دلوں میں اور ذہنوں میں تبدیلی لے آتا ہے کہ آپ کو بس لگے گا کہ کچھ بھی نہیں ہوا تھا اور ایک دوسرے سے معافیا مانگتے پھرو گے.
راجی صاحب said that he has seen this over and over, fighting one side, when you reconcile with them and when they spend a day or two, they forget everything that has happened in the past. You are not just friends, you're not neighbors, you know, you're not just colleagues, you know, you are husband and wife, you have a relationship, and that love that is died off, you know, reactivates. And after a few days, you would not even remember those things. And you back into normal relationship. So don't let your anger drive you and destroy that bond.
Kabhi soche na, shor saab, oh husband, is thaki hui aurat ko kabhi aapne pani pilaya hai?
Have you ever gave glass of water to this tired woman that works the whole day in your house, oh husband?
Kabhi aapne kaha hai ki ab aaram karo, main abhi thodi der bachcho ko sambhal leta hu.
Have you ever said to her that, oh my lady, you must rest and I will look after the kids?
Jab aap uske sath hamdardi ka sulook karenge na, to wo bhi aapke sath bahut hamdardi ka sulook wo to kar hi rahi hogi, lekin aapki taraf se thoda plus hoga na, uski taraf se plus par plus hoga.
When you will show sympathy towards her, share her pain, she will be more sympathetic and she will share your pains more. She's already has a lot of sympathy for you. She's already sharing a lot of your pains. But if you show some sympathy towards her, you will see her reaction.
I mean, in case ki wo badtameezi kar rahi hai, aapke saath loudly baat kar rahi hai, cheekh rahi hai, chilla rahi hai, main aapko iska hal dun, aap us waqt wahan se chale jao.
In case if she is angry and she is shouting at you and yelling at you and doing all the funny things, I give you a recipe. Leave from there immediately.
Aap bologe main nahi jata, ye kyun nahi chup hote, wo aurat hai, aap mard ho, mard raho, aage piche ho jao.
You are a man, she is a woman, she is screaming, you might say, no, why must I leave, she must keep quiet, she is a woman, act as a man and behave like a man. Leave from that place.
Hum kehte hain ye to bachcha hai, aap thodi bachche ho, wo aurat hai, aap thodi aurat ho.
You know, people say, you know, this one is a child, you're not a child. So similarly we say, you know, she's a woman, you're not a woman. So
Allah ne aapke liye farmaya, ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said for you, ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa.
Ab tabib bane, agar mareez ghar mein hai to doctor chikhta chilata nahi, uska treatment karta hai.
Become a doctor. When there is a patient, doctor doesn't scream and yell, he actually treats the patient.
Ab rahenge, cheekhenge, chillayenge, khuda na khasta, fir jo nahi hone ka wo ho jayega.
If you keep on screaming and yelling and shouting, then that will happen which should not have happened.
Isliye behno ko mashwara do, jab bhi shohar ko gussa aaye ya wo cheekhe chillaye na, chup hokar ek taraf baith jaye, samne na bole, warna takleef ho jayegi.
Islamic sisters, take this advice. When you see your husband angry, keep quiet, go sit in one corner. Don't even sit in front of him, don't say anything.
Sabr ka ek madani phool lijiye.
Take a madani flower of patience.
Hadith-e Pak.
It's mentioned in Hadith-e Mubarakah.
Jisne apni biwi ke bure akhlaq par sabr kiya,
one who became patient on the bad behavior of his wife,
Allah Ta'ala usse Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam ke musibat par sabr karne ki misal ajr ata farmayega.
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give him reward similar to the patience of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam which he made for his sickness.
Aur agar aurat apne shohar ke bure akhlaq par sabr kare,
and if woman is patient on the bad behavior of her husband,
to Allah Ta'ala usse Firaun ki biwi Asiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha ke sawab ki misal ajr ata farmayega.
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant her reward similar to the reward of Asiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Firaun.
Please, it's my request, oh husband, oh wife, oh family members, it's my madani iltija, please don't fight each other, please. Aur maafi mang le the ek dusre ke haq talafiyan jo hui hain na, maaf karwa le. Qiyamah ke roz na biwi zalim ban kar aaye na shohar zalim ban kar aaye, dono ek dusre se mohabbat karna seekhe. Itna sa ghar hai, char aadmi hain, usme bhi ladte hain, kehte hain ki duniya mein aman ho jaye, ghar mein to aman hai nahi, duniya mein aman ki baatein kyun karte ho yaar?
It's very strange, you know. There are four people living in the house and they're fighting with each other and there's no peace in that house. but they desire peace in the whole world. How the peace will happen in the world if you can't have peace, you know, within 2-3 people that are you living together as relatives, you know, bonded to each other, married to each other.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this discussion, we have discussed a lot of problems and we have also given some solutions to these problems. The home is a sanctuary of peace. Do not allow it to become a war zone. Be compassionate. Be full of love. Have mercy upon your spouses, upon your family members. And follow the rules and regulations set out by Islam. The husband should fulfill the rights of the wife, and the wife should fulfill the rights of the husband. If we focus on fulfilling our part, then everything will be smooth and everything, the home will become a sanctuary of peace. Like Nigrani Shura has said, that we all want world peace. World peace starts in the home. That if there are 2 or 4 people in the home and there cannot be peace there, then how can we expect world peace? Soften yourself up. Ask for forgiveness from your spouses. These are the people that you are spending your entire life with. This is the place where you need peace, you need tranquility. There's a lot of stress, there's a lot of tension in the world today. Outside factors affect us. But when you come into your home, you want to relieve that stress.
Good.
You want it to be a place of peace, a place of tranquility. And you are the one that is responsible for what happens in your home. Soften yourself. Do not react negatively. Create a positive environment. Switch on Madani Channel in your home so that you can learn these things. Get in touch with the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Hey you, any closing comments about regarding this topic?
Alhamdulillah, Shahid has given the comments to the viewers of the Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah.
Irshad bhai.
My dearest viewers of Madani Channel, stay connected to this Madani Channel at all times. Educate yourselves on the principles set out in Islam. Inshallah, you'll find peace in your homes. May Allah Ta'ala grant each and every one of us peace in our homes as well.
Amen.
And how can they live with love?
Have trust, compromise, understand, tolerant, all these.
MashaAllah.
Ingredients for peace.
Have you any comments?
Yes.
For our dear Madani Channel viewers. घर बचाने की कोई तहरीक चला यार घर बचाओ तहरीक
Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, as you know that this silsila is causes of divorce. Even though we have put much emphasis on how to strengthen the relationship, and the reason behind is that if your relationship is strong, if there is patience in the relationship, if there is tolerance in the relationship, and if you overlook defects and shortcomings of each other, then disputes will not lead you or drive you towards the divorce. And the idea is to discuss matters that are pushing people to the dead end of the relationship, and that is indeed a divorce. Stop divorcing for silly things, small things. You are destroying the life of your spouse, you are destroying your own life, you are destroying the life of your children. In fact, you are destroying the life of whole family, because there are a lot of people involved in the marriage. Your own parents, your brothers and sisters, from your spouse's side, her parents and her children and her brothers and her sisters. Everybody gets hurt in this process. So
especially Mufti sahab, jab ye families ko aitmad mein lekar shaadi nahi karte na, aur jisko court marriage kehte hain,
और इस तरह
लव मैरिज
के नाम देते हैं वो, जिसमें फैमिली मेंबर्स की रजामंदी नहीं होती, माँ बाप की रजामंदी नहीं होती, फैमिलीज का आपस में इंट्रेक्शन नहीं होता, इंट्रोडक्शन नहीं होता, और ये खुद ही अपने तौर पर कर लेते हैं। और जब कुछ अरसे के बाद जब इनके दरमियान ना इत्तेफाकी होती है ना, तो कोई ऐसे फैमिली मेंबर्स नहीं होते जो इनको आकर बचा सकें, कोई सरपरस्त नहीं होते जिसकी वजह से भी घर जल्दी टूट जाता है। अगर ये माँ बाप को, फैमिलीज को, सबको एतमाद में लेकर काम हो, इनकी दुआएं लेकर काम हो, माँ बाप की रिजा के मुताबिक शादी होगी, इंशाल्लाह तबारक व ताला देखिए कि ये भी बहुत जबरदस्त एक सबब बनेगा कि इनका घर टूटने से बचेगा।
यस, एंड आल्सो यू नो लॉट ऑफ टाइम यंगस्टर्स दे गेट मैरिज इन द कोर्ट क्वाइटली, ओर दे कॉल इट अ लव मैरिज एंड दे parents or the family do not agree, but they don't care, they go and get married. And then at these difficult times when there are disputes and when there are fights, they don't get the support of their families, their parents, and the elders in the family are not involved because of how the marriage was conducted and initiated. And this also leads them to be supportless from the family. So get married with understanding of the family, with the blessings of your parents, with their involvement. Let them choose the right partners for you, whether you are boy or girl, because they will see a lot of good things that you are not going to see. You might just fall in so-called love because of the looks and the beauty and the color of the skin and whatever, or how the eyes are and how the nose is. But you know, you might not see many other things which are the foundations of good relationship and lasting relationship.
तो शादी के बाद फिर वो अपनी बीवी में girlfriend ढूंढ रहा होता है।
Yeah.
और वो अपने शोहर में boyfriend ढूंढ रही होती है।
Yeah. After marriage, you know.
अब वो boyfriend नहीं है, वो husband है। वो girlfriend नहीं है, वो wife हो गई है। तो जब नाम change हो गया, रिश्ता तब्दील हो गया, तो nature भी तब्दील हो जाना है। आप आपको होश आता है कि ये कौन हो गई तो ये कौन आ गया,
हाँ
तो चेंज हो गया है। इसलिए लव आफ्टर मैरिज इज मोर सक्सेस
देन लव बिफोर मैरिज,
और उसमें गुनाह बहुत हैं,
अल्लाह
की नाफरमानियां बहुत हैं। एक दूसरे को तोहफा देते देते जो स्टेप करते हैं ये रिश्वत है, गुनाह और हराम का इतना उसमें होता है। अल्लाह की पनाह, उसे बचिए। और जो शरीयत के मुताबिक शादी करने का एक तरीका है, सोसाइटी को जिसको एक घर वालों को माँ बाप को रिजामंदी के साथ जो तरीका है उसको अपनाएंगे, इंशाल्लाह ताला घर अमन का गहवारा बना रहेगा।
लव आफ्टर मैरिज इज ए सक्सेसफुल रेसिपी फॉर लास्टिंग द रिलेशनशिप एंड मैरिज, एंड लव बिफोर मैरिज इज डेंजरस, it leads to a lot of sins, a lot of haram activities. And then, you know, when people are married in this way, so the boy is looking girlfriend, and the girl is looking boyfriend, and the same, you know, passion, same charm, you know, same kind of care, that's not going to happen. You're not girlfriend anymore, you are now wife, and you're... And he is not boyfriend anymore. He's a husband. Before you would meet after two months every now and then. Now the reaction is different. Now you staying together. You spending every day, every night together. So now
the situation completely changed before marriage. Before marriage, man, boy, like a slave. Okay, and after marriage. He
like the master.
He become a master.
And after marriage, he's the boss. You know, he's the master, and she must be slave.
She's shocked. ये क्या हो गया?
She's shocked. Everything has changed so suddenly. You know.
There are so many more causes of divorce. Divorces. But simple is that. अगर खुदा का खौफ होगा सब बेहतर हो जाएगा
इंशाल्लाह। देयर आर लॉट ऑफ कॉजेज ऑफ डिवोर्स, एज निगरान शूरा सेड, यू नो इफ यू हैव फियर ऑफ अल्लाह everything will come right. Because if you have fear of Allah, you will not be unjust. You will, you know, not give pain to someone unjustfully and try to make their lives miserable and difficult. Because you fear Allah, you would try to do justice and fairness.
Apni zindagi se na Allah ki nafarmani ko bahar nikale.
Remove the disobedience of Allah from your life.
Dilon mein mohabbat Allah paida farmata hai.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts love in the heart.
Ittifaq Allah paida farmata hai.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates unity.
Mohabbat jaisi ne'mat Allah ata farmata hai.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives gift like love.
In ne'maton ko paane ke liye Allah ki farma bardari karni padegi.
In order to get these gifts, we have to obey Allah.
Allah ki nafarmani se ittifaq khatam hokar na ittifaqi mein tabdil ho jata hai.
Because of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unity is destroyed and changes into disunity.
Do Mufti sahab, please translate. Ek ladka tha jo nek mahol ka tha. Aur ladki bhi nek mahol ki thi.
There was a boy who grew up in a pious environment and same as the girl.
Dono ki shaadi ho gayi.
They got married.
दोनों एक अच्छे अंदाज से घर चला रहे थे.
They were running their home nicely.
नॉर्मल सी आमदनी थी. थोड़े अरसे बाद अल्लाह ने बच्चा भी दे दिया. खुश थे.
They had average income. After a while Allah ताला blessed them with a child. They were happy.
अचानक औरत के जहन में क्या आया कि कोई इदारे से अपॉर्चुनिटी आई और एक इन्वेस्टमेंट का आया और कि वो इन्वेस्टमेंट करेंगे तो आमदनी बढ़ जाएगी, घर का माहौल थोड़ा और बेहतर हो जाएगा, ये हो जाएगा, वो हो जाएगा, हालात तब्दील हो जाएंगे, तो क्या ही अच्छा है कि हम उसमें कुछ कर लें और ये कर लें, वो कर लें. उसमें था इंटरेस्ट, सूद था.
Suddenly the woman saw an advertisement that certain finance institution is offering an opportunity of investment. So she said and discussed, you know, let's put some investment, some money in that, you know, that would help us in future. But that investment was based on riba, on interest.
Ab lalachan andha kar deti hai. Inhone investment kar di aur koi aamdani shuru mein to achhi aayi, thoda ghar ka maul acha hone laga, lekin achanak sab kuch khatam hone laga aur unpa karza chadhne laga.
You know, greed makes person blind. In the beginning there was some income coming and they felt nice, but then things changed and they were indebted and income stopped as well.
Ab karza chadhne laga to aamdani, karza aur ghar mein na ittefaqi shuru ho gayi, ladai jhagda shuru ho gaya, kyunki aamdani khatam hone lagi aur karza chadhne laga, log maangne lage, to aapas mein wo na ittefaqi aur ladai jhagde ki nobat aa gayi.
Because of all these conditions and situations, there was now anger in the family and dispute started and they were fighting with each other, husband and wife.
Itne ladne lage ki aurat ne beza ko bola, agar main achhi nahi lagti to mujhe talak de do.
So they fought to the extent that the woman just in anger said, if you know you don't like me anymore, divorce me.
Usse divorce kar diya.
And he divorced her.
Bachcha rone laga.
Child started crying.
औरत रोने लगी.
Woman started crying.
और कहा कि नेकी ने हमें मिलाया था, गुनाह ने हमें जुदा कर दिया.
She said the good deed brought us together, but sin separated us.
घर में सूद का पैसा आ गया, हराम का पैसा आ गया.
Because interest money entered the house.
जब पेट में हराम जा रहा है, बच्चे हराम की गिजाएं खा रहे हैं, नाजायज आमदनियां हमें मतलब हमारे गिर्द हैं, तो अब मोहब्बत फिर किस रास्ते से आएगी?
सिंस वी हैव सो मच ऑफ हराम अर्निंग्स एंड हराम रिस्क कमिंग एंड वी कंस्यूमिंग, फ्रॉम विच वे द लव विल एंटर इन द रिलेशनशिप.
मोहब्बत और इत्तेफाक को अल्लाह की फरमाबरदारी वाला रास्ता चाहिए होता है. ना फरमानी की दीवार खड़ी कर मोहब्बत फलांग कर नहीं आएगी.
द ट्रू लव नीड्स अ वे of obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal to enter your home. If you have put up a wall of sins, then you have not left any hole or door for the love to enter your house.
Ghar mein dars faidan sunnat ka dars shuru kare, madani channel dekhe, gunahon bhare ko kamon se programon se khud ko bachaye aur madani inaamat ghar mein nafiz kare aur daawat islami ke mahol ko ghar mein aane de. انشاءاللہ محبت کے ساتھ رہیں گے. اللہ تعالی ہمیں محبت پیار اتفاق کے ساتھ رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. آمین بجاہ ہند نبی جل امین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی
محمد. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.